This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The number of fatalities in Colorado domestic violence cases surged in 2021. That's according to a report out today. At least 91 people were killed statewide that year in domestic-related incidents. The COVID lockdown may be one reason. A state board that compiles the statistics said it was the largest number of fatalities since they began tracking in 2016. Conventions have come back to Denver. That's a boon to downtown hotels. CPR's Ben Marcus.
During the pandemic, conventions ground to a halt. The convention center was turned into an overflow hospital. And now convention traffic is about 70% what it was in 2019. Greg Leonard runs the Hyatt Regency Hotel across from the convention center.
It's hard to be anything but optimistic right now. We went through some rough months, year and a half, 2 years. But certainly this year has been very positive.
Walmart had a convention, so did the Society of Biblical Literature, which brought 8,000 people, and that helped Denver hotels, whose occupancy was 70%. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Voters in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District are reacting to Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's efforts to block Kevin McCarthy from becoming Speaker of the House. Grand Junction resident Robert Stipp is a lifelong Republican. He wants the GOP to stop infighting and for Boebert to vote for McCarthy.
You see him not getting along? Not agreeing on the same terms, on the same objects and everything, and on the same outlook, they got to come together.
Stipp says people are more worried about inflation. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.